Good thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, the word for today.
Psalm 119 verse 89 says, "Your word is settled in heaven." God's word must be a settled issue in your life. Heaven is the supreme court. When it rules on a matter, it's settled. Now, since God's word is a settled issue in heaven, the question is it a settled issue in your life? Jesus said in Mark 13 verse 31, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away." The Bible never needs updating. It's perfect and can't be improved upon. That's why Jesus instructs you to let his words remain in you, in John 15 verse 7. In other words, program your mind with the scriptures. How do you do that? First, give it permanent residence, not visitor status. Colossians 3:16 says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly." Take it in richly, meaning copiously and abundantly. Call it Operation Saturation. Read the Bible, meditate on it, speak it out loud. Yes, even sing its words, as Colossians 3:16 says. Teach them to each other and sing them out in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Secondly, keep it before you at all times. Joshua 1 verse 8 says, "Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night. Do everything written in it. Then you'll be prosperous and successful." Talk it out, think it out, and walk it out. Now you might say, "But my memory doesn't retain things so well." No problem. Jesus said, "The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send you in my name, will remind you of everything that I've said to you." That's John 14:26. As you meditate on God's word, the Holy Spirit will come to the aid of your less than perfect memory. So there's some thoughts about the Bible, and that's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.